The following podcast was recorded on Wednesday, May 1st, 2024, featuring Jim Bianco of Bianco Research. To hear the podcast in real time, you can sign up for a free trial at biancoresearch.com or arborresearch.com or by emailing Gus Handler directly at gus.handler@arborresearch.com. You can also call Arbor Research and Trading at 1-800-606-1872. Thanks for your time and enjoy the podcast. Welcome everyone to the latest edition of Talking Data. I'm your host, Kristen Radish with Arbor Research and Trading, joined today by our commentator, Jim Bianco of Bianco Research. Welcome, Jim.
Thanks for having me.
It's been a busy day and Powell just finished speaking. What is your takeaway, Jim?
So the big takeaway from what he said is he said the Fed is restrictive, so he thinks policy is restrictive, and rate hikes are nowhere on the horizon. And that was viewed as dovish because the market said, okay, we're being disappointed in that we're not getting our rate cuts. And if we go to the next chart right now, it shows that the June meeting is in blue. The probability that there's a rate cut is less than 10%. And the red line is the July 31st meeting, and the probability of a cut there is around 25%, well less than 50. So no June, no July. The orange line is September. It was below 50% yesterday. It's slightly above it today, but that's also September. It's May now. So let's just call that a coin flip. And then November is 66%. So, and again, that's 6 months away, and that's a lot of data coming between now and then to set the table for that. So yeah, the market's disappointed that it's not going to get its rate cut, but he also said there ain't going to be any more rate hikes and we are restrictive. So the old line higher for longer is going to stay the order of the day. So the Fed now is, you know, people are looking at what the Fed is going to do as being, they're going to hold. Now, what does that mean for the markets? I've been in the camp for many months that rates are going to go up. I've been targeting on the 10-year 5 to 5.5. Now we got the 470 earlier today or yesterday, late yesterday. I still think we get to 5, 5.5, but not much more than that. Because if we were going to talk about the Jamie Dimon thing that he put in his annual report about going to 8%, of course he said it over many years, not soon. We're going to need more rate cuts. More rate hikes in order to really put like an 8% number on the table. I'm open to that idea in 2 or 3 or 4 years, but not immediately. So without any rate hikes, yeah, I think we go to 5, 5.5. And the best way I can explain it is our index that we have the ETF that tracks at WTBN. We moved to neutral. Neutral on duration. We've been underweight duration all year. And yesterday, we rebalanced it to neutral because we got most of the move. There's still some move left. Not that good to be timing it to the next nearest 5 basis points. But if all things hold equal and we start trading into that 5, 5.5 range, I think we would probably move long duration. And all things being equal is the Fed holds. They just hold here. They don't raise rates. And so, yes, the relief was rate hikes are off the table, that we don't have to worry about that. But that doesn't mean that the end of the move is over. I still think we've got more to go. So to restate it, we're up about 95 basis points or so from the low in December on the 10-year. We got another 30 to 50 to go. So we're 2/3 to 3/4 of the way through the move.
The Fed also made an announcement on quantitative tightening. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, so what they announced was, just to remind everybody, the Fed is reducing the size of its balance sheet. They own about $7 trillion worth of securities. Every month they have $100 to $200 billion of these securities mature. They then reinvest them. So when they mature, they just buy them, less $95 billion worth. That's how they reduced their balance sheet. What they announced was on June that $95 billion is made up of $35 billion of mortgages that they buy every month. That's going to stay the same. And $60 billion of treasuries, that will go to $25 billion that they're going to not reinvest on treasuries in June. So the reduction of their balance sheet will go from 95 billion a month to 55 billion a month, excuse me. That's effectively, you know, the Fed is announcing that they're going to buy $40 billion worth of bonds. So that's supportive for the market. It is still tightening. Let me be clear on that. It is still tightening. It's just less tightening is what it's going to be. And it feeds into the narrative that the Fed, you know, we could see 5 to 5.5, but unless something changes, the inflation data or the, you know, the jobs report completely blow the top side off or something else, that's all we're going to get. But it's going to be a slog, you know, to get to that 5 to 5.5 range. But I think we're finally starting to come into view on that. And the quantitative tightening aspect of the market, you know, being less 55 billion now instead of 95 billion will help.
What should investors know about the quarterly refunding announcement?
So that was this morning, and the Treasury announced their schedule for bills and notes and bonds for the next quarter. That went largely as expected. And on Monday, they gave us the announcement for the amount that they're going to purchase, and that was largely as expected. The takeaway from this was they did announce that they would do a Treasury buyback. Now, what a Treasury buyback is simply when they issue some 10-year notes, they'll issue a couple of extra 10-year notes, and then they'll use those extra proceeds to offer a program to buy back some off-the-run 10-year notes, you know, 30-year bonds issued 20 years ago that are now 10 years from maturity that never trade. They're offered to buy those back to retire those from the market so that the market has higher liquidity, more bonds that trade more because they're more on the runs. All things being equal, what that won't do anything for interest rates, but if you're, you know, a bond trader or you sit in a bond desk, that will help you with liquidity. And you'll have the parlor game that let's see if we can figure out what bonds they're going to buy back. And they're going to do them like in tranches every week, starting at the end of the month or starting around June 1st, to be exact. You know, and let's try and guess which bonds they're going to offer to buy back. And let's buy them beforehand and then sell them to the Treasury to get out of the position. But so it will increase liquidity. But what's important to note was we got blindsided by the QRA 6, blindsided and defined as a big shock or surprise to the system 6 months ago in November when they said that they would change the mix and issue more bills and less notes. And the market said, less note and bond supply. And we kicked off a big bond rally. You could only play that card once. They already played that card in November. Everybody's now aware that they could do that. And they're a lot more focused on the QRA. And that's why they didn't try it. And even if they did, I didn't think it would really be that big a deal. But all in all, I think that, you know, it's somewhat supportive of the market and that it's probably going to improve the liquidity in the market. And we've got through that. So it's on now to the next big point. And I'll, you know, throw this out there, which will be payrolls on Friday. The big thing about payrolls is the last couple of months, again, we're back in beat mode, meaning that the numbers have been coming in stronger than expected. And in an era where the Fed is already going to be on hold, but they're not going to hike rates, stronger than is expected just reinforces this idea that, you know, we're stuck here with this funds rate of 5.25 to 5.5. And yes, while I think rates can keep going up, there's a ceiling on how high they can go from here.
Jim, thank you for your thoughts today. And thank you everyone for joining us. If you have any questions on Arbor Research, Bianca Research, or Arbor Data Science, you can contact us by emailing Gus Handler at gus.handler@arborresearch.com. Thanks again and have a great day.